How do you feel about your performance?
I'm psyched, yeah. I think I skied as well as I had hoped to, and had a strong leg, and I really wanted to catch Sweden, and I couldn't quite get there, but I knew the time gap was small enough that it would give Jesse a good target, so I thought that would be a good thing.
Do you feel like that helps motivate you, the fact that you have teammates or you have Jesse on the fourth?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the one thing we've learned with the relay over the years is that, like, literally anything can happen in any of the legs, and it doesn't always end up as you expect it to, so it's like you just have to keep giving it your best until it's over, because anything can happen. And so, and when all your three other teammates put in that much effort, like, yeah, you have to do that too. That's how we work.
When you started your leg, you were 20 something seconds behind the Norway athlete. But do you feel like that helps to give you an extra kick? I mean, I had 20 seconds, I have to catch up and I gotta really push it.
I mean, given the conditions, I didn't want to like sprint off the line and like explode. So knowing that, like, I just tried to get into like a good steady grind, which is my favorite thing to do. So it worked out. It was perfect conditions for me, and I just felt like I could, if I got in a good rhythm, then I could pick people off, and I could see the girls in front of me. So I just tried to make that gap a little smaller with each step. And over the course of the 5K, hope to pick people off. And that worked out really well today, so it's good.